Catalan independence referendum strike against Madrid state of emergency. The Spanish state's minority government, led by the right-wing Partido Popular, People's Party, PAGES, and propped up by the Social Democrats, has ruthlessly enforced its ban on the Catalan government holding a referendum on 1 October on Catalonian independence. This has provoked fury across Catalonia, with tens of thousands of young people and workers immediately taking to the streets of Barcelona and elsewhere in protest. The combative Sindicato de Estudiants, SE, Students Union, in Catalonia, under the leadership of Izquierda/Esquerra Revolucionaria, the sister party of the Socialist Party, has called a student and education strike on the 28th of September. Messages of solidarity with the strike should be sent to Barcelona at sindicatdestudiants.net. SE has also been invited into meetings with other left, radical and workers' organizations to prepare a general strike on March 4 October against the PAGES dictate. These include Podemos, UC, Republican Left of Catalonia, and the CGT, General Confederation of Labor. The following extract is from a recent Esquerra Revolucionaria statement. In an operation reminiscent of the days of the Franco dictatorship, members of the Civil Guard arrested 14 officials of the Catalan government responsible for the organization of the referendum on 1 October. They have also seized referendum literature and raided printing premises. Madrid has also moved to take control of the Catalan police force. In addition, there has been the imposition of massive news blackout, arrests of youth for pasting posters, threats of criminal action against hundreds of mayors who backed the referendum, indiscriminate seizure of records in the headquarters of government buildings, and attempts to raid the headquarters of the CUP, Popular Unity Candidacy. The prohibition of political acts supporting the right to decide in Madrid, Gastis and Gijón, the intervention in the finances of the Catalan government by the central government, and the deployment of thousands of police officers in Catalonia to intimidate the population, all amount to the imposition of a state of emergency. Scandalously, the SOL leaders support this Francoist offensive against the people of Catalonia. This is a consequence of so embracing pro-Spanish nationalism for years, and merging with the ruling class in all essential matters. The SOL leaders have not only abandoned a socialist approach to the national question, they are placed alongside Franco, who denied that Catalonia is a nation. The idea that the referendum represents a coup d'etat, and is an anti-democratic imposition against a section of the Catalan population, is one of the biggest lies that the media, at the service of the Spanish capitalist class, is trying to sell. If the state, the PAGES and the parties that are supporting them are so sure that the supporters of independence are a minority, why not accept the result of the ballot box? Why prevent the vote? The real reason that explains the closed-mind attitude of the right wing in the state is not that they defend democracy, but quite the opposite. They deny that the people of Catalonia have a right to decide and make Catalonia a nation. The PAGES is a party flooded with cases of corruption. It has savagely cut public education and health, and given more than 100 billion euros to the bankers. It evicts us from our homes, and condemns us to precarious jobs and low wages. It supports dictatorships like the Moroccan or Saudi regimes, and encourages the foreign military interventions of imperialism. This party wants to give us lessons in democracy. The attack on democratic freedoms represents a tremendous threat to the population of all of the territories, and especially for workers, young people and their fighting organizations throughout the Spanish state. Leadership. Esquerra Revolucionaria fully supports the general strike mobilizations being developed in Catalonia, but if we want to defeat the authoritarian assault perpetrated by the central government, it must be accompanied by an appeal for the mobilization of the working class and the youth of the rest of the Spanish state. A mobilization of this character is the way to more effectively confront and defeat the PAGES and its nationalist policies, and win the right of Catalonia to govern itself. Unfortunately, the parliamentary formations to the left of the Social Democracy, CUP, CAN, COMU, Izquierda Unida in Catalonia, and trade unions, have abandoned the struggle to lead a mass movement. They have failed to fight for a program that unites the struggle for self-determination with economic and social demands that are being demanded by the majority of the working class, youth and the wider sectors. It has given the formal leadership of the struggle against the state and the government of the pages to the PDECAT, Catalan European Democratic Party, allowing these capitalist politicians to appear as victims of the authoritarian politics of the Spanish right wing. The leaders of the PDECAT looked for every excuse not to call the referendum. Finally, the pressure of the movement, and prospect of heavy election losses, if they did not call a referendum, compelled them to do so. The repression unleashed from the pages is a shock to millions of workers and young people from working-class neighborhoods of Catalonia. Right now the conditions are present for many more to join the millions who are already mobilized, ready to defend the referendum, together with the sectors that also want to fight against repression, but are suspicious of PDECAT. Esquerra Revolucionaria calls on all workers and young people in Catalonia to fight for the right to decide their own future, against this authoritarian coup of the pages and the state. A Catalan socialist republic would generate overwhelming sympathy among workers in the rest of the Spanish state, and in all other countries of Europe, opening a path to transformation social and the liberation of all oppressed peoples. For background articles and updates, see socialistworld.net.